In the local museum in Pikeville, Kentucky, you find a peace treaty between the states of Kentucky and West Virginia. It was the resolution of a conflict we know between the Hatfields and McCoys, a struggle that engulfed two states and their respective governors. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. And more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
Just after the Civil War, a feud began between the Hatfield and McCoy families in Kentucky and West Virginia. Soon the conflict was consuming the entire states.
The actual governors get involved, and they threaten war. And that's not an empty threat. We have written letters and wires back and forth between the two governors who are ready to go to war. And that gets the attention of the nation, because that sounds crazy to us, but that just got through fighting.
Reed Potter Jr. says it's hard to know how many people on both sides died in the feud.
It was greatly exaggerated by the press, the number of deaths, we believe. But it's hard to pin down, because a lot of the people that went into West Virginia to capture these Hatfields and get the rewards, they never were heard from again. Do you count them?
Reed says there may have been 11 to 15 people killed, but again, it depends on how you look at the entire event. Eventually, some of those involved were brought to trial, a case that went to the highest court in the land.
Civil authority gets control of it, captures a bunch of the Hatfields, brings them to Pikeville and tries them. Those cases go all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. That draws even more attention.
The Supreme Court sided with Kentucky and the McCoys. Eventually, the Hatfields were pushed deeper into West Virginia, and the McCoys kept back into Kentucky.
We actually have a peace treaty in here. That was a peace treaty when the first major highway was built between West Virginia and Kentucky. Both governors show up, and they sign a peace treaty between the two states, because there was major animosity over this.
Today, the Hatfields and McCoys are at peace. Many have intermarried. And here, in this town and the surrounding areas of both states, you'll find plenty of sites devoted to telling the back-and-forth struggle between the two families and the states of Kentucky and West Virginia. Traveling the countryside, in Pikeville, Kentucky, I'm Andrew McCrae.